GOP Rep. McCaul, border crisis out of control, it's a self-inflicted wound. By Trent Baker on October 17, 2021. During an appearance on this week's broadcast of Sunday Night in America on Fox News Channel, Representative Michael McCaul, RTX, discussed the ongoing border crisis, which he deemed a self-inflicted wound by the Biden administration. McCaul noted that upon entering office, President Joe Biden rescinded former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which he said has resulted in a worsening situation at the border. A federal judge ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the Trump-era policy pending the outcome of a lawsuit filed by Texas and Missouri. "It is out of control," McCaul said of the border crisis. "It's a self-inflicted wound. You know, on day one, President Biden rescinded the Remain in Mexico policy, the asylum agreements, migrant protection protocol, which was working. It required them to stay in Mexico pending their asylum claims. You know, 85% of the claims don't get through. And you know they are rejected by the courts. So, this was an effective policy. Now, Supreme Court said, you have to reinstate this until you can justify rescinding it. As I understand, they are putting the tents back up to process. But then, at the same time, the mixed messaging that they are working on a memo to respond to the Supreme Court that they are going to terminate the migrant protection protocol. As you look at this caravan you are talking about, tens of thousands of people coming up, people without borders, threatening the border patrol, they are going to war with them. You know, I have lived in this state all of my life, and I was a federal prosecutor down here. Chaired Homeland Security, as you know, and this is the worst I have ever seen it. And it is going to get worse, Trey, not better before it ends," he added. McCaul went on to point out that many congressional Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, voted to authorize ICE. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.